We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Score.
And 670thescore.com. In Odyssey Station.
The team starts to run itself. The locker room runs itself. You don't have to get up there and talk about standards. You don't have to talk about how we're going to do things. The guys start doing that on their own. And I really think once you start to head in that right direction, you can kind of back off a little bit, and you're going to practice at the same tempo, deal with conflict and issues at a totally different level. So you can start to feel that already.
That was Ryan Poles on the Pat McAfee Show a couple weeks ago. We're going to have a draft preview show tonight from 6 until 9. Mark Grody and Big Ant Heron bring you the Scores draft preview, discussing all angles of the draft. Here on The Score, it is presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. I am going to be on that show at 8 o'clock tonight. I'm looking forward to talking Bears with Grody and Big Ant.
Bear.
Also, Who's Your Guy is coming up on this show at noon. Is Ryan Poles on the clock now?
That's it, right? You made your big swing. You decided to trade away the incumbent quarterback. You have decided to get your first overall pick, which was a great trade in order to do so. And now this is your time. Like, this is your big decision. If it all lies with this person, I think we all know how big this draft is and what it means. I'm not here for that today. I'm here for how is this going to change your team and how is this shaping your future? And to me, the biggest one overall is your true deadline. Like, you wanted your extended quarterback clock. You got it. Here we are. So now that the team is here and all that you think you need left is who's fitting in at 1-1, who's fitting in at 1-9, then this is it for me. Do you think he gets the 5 years that we think he might get with the Bears? Do you think it's less than that? And frankly, you know, your president's on a similar time frame as well and how he was hired and when. I think it's a longer term, but this is where it gets completely based on you and your decisions.
Well, it's not that I'm breaking any news here, but the head coach is clearly on the clock.
Like, been on the clock.
Like, his seat is pre-warmed. So stuff needs to happen in a very positive manner very quickly, which I do think puts Caleb Williams in a tough position because he should be allowed to learn. Like, there should be a ramping up that he can do as this team's quarterback, because usually it's an outlier if a rookie quarterback does well. But no rookie quarterback has ever landed in the nest that this quarterback is landing in.
I would argue Ben Roethlisberger did, but that's been a long time.
Things maybe more changed. Specifically, like the top pick in the draft landing in a spot like this. Because where was Roethlisberger picked? I don't look it up.
Thank you. Thank you for answering your own questions.
I thought one of you guys would know it offhand. Sorry.
Is it 14, maybe? I don't know. With Big Ben.
Lawrence asked when a rookie quarterback has been put in this position. So I offered the last time I could think off the top of my head.
Yes. Studs says it better than I did. Like, one of one landing in this spot.
11th overall.
Yeah, it's very rare.
I mean, 11th is still pretty high, gentlemen. 11th is still very high.
And remember, they didn't really let him do a lot. Like, when you look at those Super Bowls, it's similar. Like, when you watch the Ben Roethlisberger first Super Bowl win, it's very similar to the first couple of Tom Brady Super Bowl wins, where it's like, just don't do anything crazy, and we're going to win this game.
I'm pretty sure that was also the instructive for Trent Dilfer.
Facts.
Like, but hey, if you do that, if you just follow instructions, you tend to do well at your job.
Especially when everything around you is really, really great. Now, I don't know if things around Caleb Williams are necessarily great.
I mean, I, you know how I feel. I still think you can upgrade an offensive line.
I'm with you.
If you're wanting to upgrade a quarterback like that, then you can also do the same at your offensive line.
The center and the left tackle, to me, are places where you can get better. People disagree with me on the left tackle thing, so be it.
I don't.
I appreciate that you don't.
It's not personal.
It really
isn't. It's circumstantial.
And the idea that we continue to talk about it as, well, for where he was drafted.
Yeah, that's not.
We're past that now. But we'll see.
It's like saying, well, from the market they came from to here. No.
We'll see.
Nobody cares.
We'll kind of see where things flush out. And I'm looking forward to seeing what Ryan Poles does with nine. Even if it's trading the nine because you know that there are great players that can help you wherever it is you end up going, if that's 12 or 15 or whatever, I'm interested to see how he evaluates this. I'm also super interested in seeing how does the J.J. McCarthy wrinkle, if there is one.
Oh, there is one.
Change the board.
Read the screen right now.
Wow.
What does that say?
Is J.J. McCarthy a top five pick? Yeah. There are people saying he's going second. To which I would say, of course he is, Washington Commanders. Of course he is.
Well, that was a one-time thing. It was designed to work one time. Stop it.
We brought in all the quarterbacks to see if any of them would be alpha males.
This isn't The Bachelor. Settle down.
Somebody's going to go ahead and Ryan Pace themselves, man. They're going to do it.
Nobody's going to know my secret plan.
We're going to see how they reacted.
But I will say this, and I'm going to maintain this. I said it when Justin Fields was still on this team, and we knew that the Bears were drafting Caleb Williams. So it was a few months ago. But every time that you think, oh, this quarterback is supposed to save us all, fart rainbows and live on a unicorn, I will tell you, the general manager put him in this position. So let's be mindful of that. And that general manager bought himself two more years because of how he constructed this thing.
708 texter, Purdy was a rookie and went to the NFC Championship. You do understand that's not what we're doing here, right?
Purdy also was drafted absolutely last.
He was drafted last and he wasn't expected to be this. This is one of one. Because usually what happens is the guy at the top of the draft is going to a bleepy team. That's what we're talking about.
And the quarterback they did trade up to take did how?
Yes, he didn't do very well.
Mm-hmm.
But they also brought in a whole bunch of quarterbacks to see who was the alpha dog.
But they could withstand that mistake because they had made other decisions correctly.
Who's your alpha dog? And put you in a room with all of these guys. You know what's funny to me? I imagine that had they done the same thing, if Washington had done the same thing with Caleb Williams, that Caleb would have just been in the background just being like, oh, this is weird that you brought all of these guys here too. Whatever.
I mean, to me, it's you're trying to manufacture adversity because you aren't confident enough in your talent evaluation.
Yeah.
That is not adversity.
That's a show.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.